Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When I walked in this morning, I don't know that many details. You guys were talking about the shooting at the gym.
I mean, it's the craziest thing. I mean, I've seen scant details, but I mean, two guys working out, presumably, and then
there was a beef.
There's beef, and he blows the other guy away, dies in a hospital.
Right in the middle of the gym.
Roid rage?
That's what I wonder, but then I also wonder if it's like previous relationship or, you know, who knows.
They said that he was targeted, so I don't know if that means he was just targeted once there was a beef or if the guy went in there.
Could be a guy just went in there faking like he was working out.
Followed him and wanted to kill him, but yeah. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. It's Reston. It's right near the Reston Town Center.
And they arrested the donk.
Well, of course, he was arrested like within a couple hours.
Did they put an ID of the guy?
They're going to ID him today.
Yeah,
They haven't ID'd him as of yet to the media.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy. I mean, guys, right in the middle of the gym, shoots him, kills him, tries to get away. He ain't getting away. I mean, there's a million witnesses.
Where did they arrest him? Like, do you know the details of how they caught him? Like, did they just immediately ID him and go to his house type thing?
I don't know where it happened. I don't think that's in the story.
Uh huh.
But it's
usually
the gym
is good vibes. I was at the gym yesterday. It's mostly good vibes.
Do you know that?
I mean, how stupid is this guy? I mean, who knows how old he is? But there's no chance he gets away with it when you shoot a guy in the middle of a Gold's Gym.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't think so.
Is he a member of the gym? He's got to put his ID in there. They know who he is when he checks in, unless he's got some sort of a fake.
Unless he somehow flies away to some country and changes his identity.
Well, he didn't have that plan. Or maybe he did. He just didn't get to it. But, yeah, they arrested him.
It's wild because you guys all, I think, you know, I know Drabby and Valdez, they have their trainer and everything. And I know, JP, you've been a long time gym. Your wife's a trainer. I've always had like a home gym dating back to college. I've never really worked out at a Gold's Gym or like a big, you know what I mean? I was just the biggest, the only like sort of like the gym here. Mm-hmm. And there's like one person in there. I don't know how you guys work out in big gyms like that. Don't you get bitter like when people are on your machines or people are on your...
Oh, yeah. You definitely do.
I think it would just make me crazy.
Well, luckily for this job, you're not going at peak hours, like at 5 o'clock a lot. You can go
in the afternoon. So you go and it's pretty much empty-ish?
It's kind of light in terms of people. But it's a huge thing. There should be some sort of gym etiquette, and there's a lot of people that don't follow gym etiquette.
Okay, like give me
toweling off your machine after you use it. That's
a big thing.
It's a huge one. Number two, it's very awkward if you're like standing next to somebody who's using a machine.
You're waiting for them.
You're kind of waiting for them to finish.
Is that what you do? You kind of stand there and wait for them?
If you have a routine that you're doing, you kind of are waiting for someone to finish, but it's not good etiquette to literally be right next to them.
Yeah, because then you're tilting them.
Yeah. And then also, I hate it. Some people don't hate it, but I hate it. If you ask me to work in with me, I don't get sized to work in with people.
Yeah, you just want to do your own thing.
Yeah, I just want to do my own thing. I don't feel like changing the weights back and forth. I don't want to spot you. I don't want you spotting me.
I can't relate. I just can't relate. It's not a thing. But like when I'm in a hotel or something, I might check the gym out. And if there's people in there, because a hotel gym's always small, yeah. I'm like, I'm out. I don't even want to be in the same space.
And then you have to be very conscious of hot chicks filming themselves nowadays.
Is that really a thing?
Oh yeah. If you go to a huge gym like Gold's or
everyone thinks they're
LA
an influencer.
Fitness, I think it's more popular now than ever. And then they want to call you out for being a creep. So you always got to have your head on a swivel.
Oh my
make
God.
Sure you're not like checking
You'll
out
be the
some
next
chick's
TikTok
ass.
Guy
yeah, yeah, you, yeah. You don't want to be on a Joey Swole video.
I don't know. I don't have that experience, but I go to Lifetime Fitness, which is huge. I mean, Lifetime Fitness, if you walk in, has a cafe, which generates a ton of money, has a salon.
No, I understand. It's a massive
money.
Thing, but what if there are certain dumbbells you want to use or certain benches or whatever?
You just wait.
It can happen on occasion.
Just ruin your whole vibe.
Your flow.
It would ruin your flow.
My pump. I can't let my pump shrink.
They probably have five bench presses, for example. I mean, they have a lot of machines.
Yeah.
I know, like yesterday, the back and biceps. They have three lat pull downs.
Yeah, but I bet I would go in there and go, "Oh, I wanted to do X, but people are using machines, so I guess I'm going to do this."
I know,
but
like the Gold's in Pasadena. If you go at 5 o'clock, all five of those benches are in use.
Yeah,
all five of those
and
lat machines are in use.
I bet you, like chicks are like battling for treadmills and everything, right?
Oh,
or
yeah,
like, Stairmasters or whatever.
Yeah, Stairmasters are hot with chicks right now.
They are?
And yeah, and if Jim only has two of them, you'll see like a line of chicks just waiting to get on the Stairmaster.
Mm. No, you just navigate it. I mean, my wife's classes are all have waiting lists.
Well, that's the other thing. Classes are big, because I know my wife is big into these classes. You know, she does solid core like every day. I think that's been around for a while. But
maybe we'll find
out.
If
you go on like the weekend in the morning, it's not bad because there a lot of people are sleeping in. Mm. But morning sessions and like right at 5 o'clock are probably the most crowded at a gym.
Oh, I can't imagine 5 p.m. people are getting off work at 4 or something. I can't even fathom it.
That scene must have been crazy. I mean, it's been described as the victim was shot up and down.
Yeah, there was 8 gunshots apparently.
So he was
doing pull-ups, and the guy walked up to him while he was pulling himself up and shot him in the chest.
So he clearly was targeted. The guy was premeditated.
The guy turned around because he was just shot, and then he was obliterated with 7 more shots after that.
Yeah,
in front of everybody.
Yeah, and then the guy tries to run away.
It's not like they were arguing right before that.
So it must have been like a drug deal, or the guy was banging a dude's wife or something.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Poor guy was getting a good pump doing pull-ups.
I mean, I can't even joke about it. It's so sick.
So that guy's done for forever.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I didn't see that on the news until Jason mentioned it this morning. So.
Oh, yeah. Happened yesterday, middle of the day.
I just wonder, where is that gym in Reston? It says off Sunrise. So do you know exactly where that
Sunrise
is?
Sunrise Valley Road, yep. I know exactly where that is.
Sunrise Valley Drive. I bet you
it's right near the Reston Town Center. Hmm?
What like restaurants are near there? You know,
Open Road Distillery is not too far from there.
Uncle Julio's
is there. I mean, there's tons.
Jackson's probably.
Drop Jackson's right there.
Oh, right there.
I think it's
right. Well, Sunrise Valley is outside of the town center, but it's right there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. It could be in the next shopping center over.
Wow. Terrible, terrible story.
All right, we'll find out more today.
Let's open up the Junkies sports page now, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
So we're going to have Mike Rizzo on 9 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday. They lost to the Rockies last night. Rockies coming into the game were 17-46 away from Coors. Just awful. I mean, they're close to .500 at home, but away from home, they're just terrible. But they get a 3-1 win at Nats Park.
They pretty much have sucked their entire history, except for maybe a brief window when they had like Larry Walker and some of those 08, studs.
08, they went to the World Series, lost to the Red Sox. Or 07, I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, they just don't have... They don't have big name players. And when they get big name players, those guys usually scoot for bigger contracts. But last night, CJ Abrams hit a home run, number 18 for him. DJ Harris pitched pretty well. His ERA is just over 4, but they just couldn't mount anything. They only got 5 hits, 3 of them off of starter Austin Gomber. So they lose 3-1. Patrick Corbin will go tonight in the second game of that series. The Orioles won 9-5, beat the Mets. Santander hit number 37. But on the negative, they had to put Zach Elfin on the injured list. This is the 5th starter.
They've had such terrible luck.
They've had 5 starters now on the injured list, 3 of them done for the year.
And they just traded for Elfin.
Yep, and he was 4-0. He had just pitched.
Yeah.
And he's 4-0 since the trade. So this is an issue for the Orioles, no doubt.
Santander's going to be a free agent.
Well, he's going to get paid. Put up numbers like that. Mr. Valdez, now the win certainly is good. And they got a half game lead over the Yankees, who lost to the Guardians last night at home. Aaron Judge hit his, I think, 42nd home run or 43rd. He's just having a ridiculous year, 114 RBIs.
He's the lock MVP because Gunnar Henderson's up there too.
Well, so is Bobby Witt. I mean, Bobby Witt is having a stupid year. Gunnar Henderson having a great year. Bobby Witt's overall numbers are better than Gunnar.
Gunnar's cooled off.
Yeah. But, no, Judge is just, he's the most feared hitter in the American League, so he's going to win it. But the Orioles' rotation is, it ain't good right now. Hopefully Grayson Rodriguez comes back soon.
You could look, you could make the argument that their DL, their starting pitching DL is better than 90%
of the
pitching staffs out there.
Because Bradish is out. Yeah. Wells is out.
And Bradish finished 4th in AL Cy Young voting last year.
Yeah. They
Means is out.
They Keller can't Wells catch a break. Out. Can't catch a break.
You have two high leverage relievers out.
Yep.
You have an all-star third baseman out. You have an all-star closer out.
They had to go out and trade for
Jorge Mateo, your kind of leadoff speed piece, good fielder, out.
Yeah, they got so many injuries, but still getting it done, half-game lead over the Yankees.
Now, Deez, you said he's cooled off, but Gunnar Henderson, I think, has 4 home runs in his last 6 games.
Cooled off.
Yeah, he went 1-for-3 last night. He's hitting 287.
Compared to his torrid pace before the All-Star break, cooled off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the power in the last week with 4 home runs in a 5-game stretch, it's pretty impressive.
Oh, he's having a great year, but he's not going to win MVP. He'll be in voting. Bobby Witt, I think, had 2 or 3 more hits last night, hitting 352. It's August 21st, hitting 352. He's having a stupid year. All right, so we were talking about Tua's comments about Brian Flores, who used to be the Dolphins head coach.
Yeah, he said he basically told him he sucked every day. And
basically said
destroyed his confidence.
Killed his confidence. And yeah. Then Flores was asked about it in a press conference. He did a 17-minute press conference yesterday in Minnesota.
Yeah, just for this. He had a couple of his defenders like flanking him, showing him support.
Yeah, I didn't see the actual presser. I just kind of was
I read the
it.
Quotes.
Yep.
He seemed like he was pretty contrite.
He was. He's basically admitted it.
Basically, and he said, yeah, and he feels terrible about it, and he's trying to be a better coach, a better person.
He said, I think part of coaching is correcting. I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. He says, I'm human. He says he's backing Tua. He thinks Tua is great now. He's happy for him, but he's basically admitting, yeah, I'm hard on guys.
And
maybe
he's
maybe I was a little hard on Tua.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's great when you tell a guy you suck. Right. You know, especially if you do it all the time.
But I'm sure it's not just Tua. I mean, sounds like that's just the way he coaches. So I'm sure he was telling a lot of guys, you suck.
But some guys,
if you're making mistakes.
Some guys can handle it. Others absorb
like it.
Now, you don't necessarily want to be told you suck. But you don't mind being pushed.
Right.
But being told you suck, especially if you're a little, you're a little smaller and you have a lot lacking a little confidence.
Yep. So, ESPN made those moves where they let Sam Ponder go, and they let RG3 go. Mm-hmm. They call it for financial reasons, but who knows?
Well, CK did tell me that there definitely are financial ways that they can benefit from it tax-wise. They put it all in 1 year.
Yeah.
The guys get paid, but they do benefit from it financially.
Apparently there is a reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might go a little bit beyond that.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily why, but they can capitalize on it financially.
Yeah. So, but ESPN announced the replacement for Sam Ponder, who, of course, was the host of Sunday NFL Countdown, and it's going to be Mike Greenberg. He's going to
just making their guy work more.
He's going to step in. He's already getting paid big time, but now he gets a promotion. Laura Rutledge, who I think is beautiful. I think she's one of the most beautiful girls on television.
Now I got to see who she is.
Oh, Laura Rutledge is so beautiful.
ESPN chick?
Yep. She does a lot of college and NFL stuff. She was also in the running.
Has she been on the network for a long time? She's 35.
Yeah, she's been on for a few years.
Yeah. Josh Rutledge is her husband.
Yeah. Josh Rutledge played for the Rockies. Anyway, so Mike Greenberg replaces Sam Ponder as host of Sunday NFL Countdown. You got college football this weekend, game day. Now the first game is Florida State and Georgia Tech. They're playing in Dublin. And game day will be in Dublin.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, I think, is the start of it. It's usually a 9 a.m. start, but they're going to start at 12 because there's a 5-hour difference.
Jason, did you see Delaware State miss their flight to Hawaii? They're supposed to play in Hawaii.
Did they? That's right. They're playing Saturday in Hawaii.
Did they actually show up late, or did the plane? Did they have a plane issue?
I think they missed the flight. Like they showed up, and they missed the flight, and now they're scrambling to try and get out to Hawaii to play this weekend.
That's a nightmare.
That is funny.
That's on the coach.
I think Delaware State is 38.5 point underdogs.
Yeah.
They were going over there to just take a beating.
They were getting paid.
Maybe they weren't excited to go.
Probably getting paid about $500,000 to go out there.
Is that where our guy Darnarian McCants went?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
You still see him? You know, you were talking about gems and golds.
He used to play hoops with him all the time.
Golds.
He's still in the area.
Nice.
He He's got a son who's a pretty good athlete, and I haven't seen him in a while.
It looks like they had a bus issue to the airport, and then they missed the flight because of the bus issue.
All right, that makes sense.
Now they're scrambling to get over to Honolulu.
Right. It's a nightmare flight. I mean, it's not like you just hop on any flight. It's like probably 12 hours or something, right? Got to fly to
10 and a half, it says.
Yeah. Got to fly to L.A. probably, in all likelihood, and then get on another one. Although there are some direct flights, I think, like even to Maui.
Maybe if they were flying out of Philly, maybe they could get a direct, but who knows. And Brandon Ayuk's still unsigned.
Unsigned.
He's not sized.
The Niners.
CeeDee Lamb still too unsigned.
CeeDee Lamb, right?
Although it seems like they're getting closer. Jerry's starting to cave.
Yeah, because the season's almost here.
Yeah.
49ers keep talking about the fact that they really need Ayuk. Here's the offer. And he keeps turning it down, or he's just pondering. Still unsigned, and you know, we're just a few days away from the third preseason game. So
they don't get sized for practice, EP.
Right.
They're waiting until that last week.
Well, what about Trent Williams?
Still unsigned.
Somebody said he's just like playing golf.
He's holding out. He's getting
like
fined every day.
He's legit like not freaking out. Like, he doesn't care.
Correct. Well, he's got crazy money, so I'm sure the $50,000 a day doesn't really hurt him. But.
Yeah, but he's still arguably the best in the business.
I know, and I think currently he's the sixth highest paid left tackle.
Which is not horrible.
Yeah, but if you're the best, you want to get... The problem with him is he doesn't have guaranteed money past this year.
I know. They need
he's
to
got 2 years
up.
Left on his deal, but it's not guaranteed. So if he gets hurt, you know,
right.
He wants guaranteed money.
Coming up at 8:20, Ian Harditz from PFF will join us. He's a fantasy football writer, actually now for the Fantasy Life. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.